Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cornography Cast. This podcast is about the daily adventures of me and me. You could call me Water Bottle. So whenever I refer to myself in any of my daily stories, I'll refer to myself as Water Bottle. This podcast is going to be about me completely corn transitioning into eating only corn and corn-based products. Corn water. Corn bread, corn cakes, corn sandwiches. I can only eat something if it at least has corn in it. So whenever I'm at a party, someone wants to pour me a drink of soda, I always have a bottle, a water bottle, full of dry corn kernels that I could just pop in there and I'll be safe, and I have to make sure to chew on them. So this is the first episode of the Cornography Cast, and I will be talking about why I've chosen to corn transition into eating corn and only corn. It's quite evident that corn is an underrated vegetable. How many times do you hear about people talking about corn? That's right, you don't. Corn is the most underrated and least talked about vegetable of all time. Why do people hate corn? Because it has a generally ugly appearance. For example, corn is yellow. It has a very distinct yellow. Not a SpongeBob yellow. Not a Bart Simpson yellow. More of a Yoo-Hoo cartoon type of yellow. You know the Yoo-Hoo cartons that you'd have in the big packs of 24 or on the Yoo-Hoo bottles or glasses. That's the type of yellow that corn exhibits in our daily lives. That's one reason why people don't like talking about corn. But personally, I like the color of corn. I don't know why people are always talking about how corn is such an ugly color and vegetable and both. I dislike it so much when people talk shit about corn. People have to have an open mind when it comes to vegetables, and that's why I am corn transitioning into eating only corn. Second reason on why people hate corn. Second reason is its size. It's a very small, but it comes in big quantities, and people do not like that. They want an apple, something that you buy like one or two of, and it's a decent size. Corn, I could fill a whole human body with corn. I'd say I could fill a whole human body with around 10 pounds. I'd even go as far as say 100 pounds of corn. Apples, I could fit like 100 apples. Corn kernels, I could fit well over 100,000 corn kernels inside a human body. So that's another reason. People don't like it because it's a very small thing. You could lose it. You could keep an apple in your pocket. Hell, you can even keep lettuce in your pocket. You could keep a whole salad in your pocket. But corn, you'll get it lost. Once you put a corn kernel inside your pocket, you have to dig for it. And it's going to get all dirty. But I combat this defective spacing issue with putting all my corn inside a water bottle. I have a water bottle I carry around me at all times, so I can add corn to any food that does not have corn in it. That's the second reason, its size. Now, the third reason why people do not like eating corn is it's because I don't like bringing up this point because it really hurts my feelings whenever I talk about it. I'll try not to cry. I promise I won't. Alright. So the next reason why people don't like I'm sorry guys. So next reason why people don't like eating corn is because it comes on a cob. People don't like corn because it's different. It's because the corn is different. Name 10 other foods that come on a cob. You can't, because corn's the only thing that comes on a cob. That's the third reason why people don't like corn. And those are the only three reasons I'm going to talk about on why people don't like corn transitioning. Because those are the three reasons why. Because people don't want a corn transition because the corn is too small, or the corn is too yellow, or the corn is comes out of cob. But it's okay. Now here's three good reasons on why you should corn transition and eat only corn every day. It's really good. It tastes really sweet, and it can taste really sour if you put enough salt on it. I like eating corn because it's very versatile. Corn is the most versatile vegetable in the whole vegetable category. That's why corn is such a great thing. You could put corn on cupcakes and make it corn cupcakes. You could bake cupcakes with corn. You could make cornbread cupcakes. You could put corn in your milk. Milk corn. Corn milk. That's amazing. I love that. I love how versatile it is. Like in my coffee, I put at least 7 corn kernels inside of there. That's my first reason why I love the aspects I love about corn transitioning. Now, the second reason why I love corn and why corn is such a versatile thing, vegetable, food, is because if you're ever missing any teeth and you need something put in between your teeth, you could just put corn. Especially if you're from a poor country where they don't have like a lot of dental products or hygiene, just put corn there and it's yellow, so people won't notice. So, this brings me up to a story where, anyway, it was week 3 of corn transitioning. Anyway, I was eating corn all the time. Corn. I loved it. It's my 3rd week of corn transitioning, eating solely corn. And this person, he said, Hey, water bottle. Remember that I'm going to say water bottle instead of my actual name. He said, hey, water bottle. Corn is stupid because it's small and it's yellow and it comes from a cob. And then I got so offended. So anyway, this kid that said it to me, I'll name him Paper. His name is Paper. Paper, he's 6'4". Well, I'm a measly 5'5". All right, I'm a manlet. So this was a very embarrassing fight for me to get into, but I got so offended from how he made fun of Korn. So I threw a fist at him. Anyway, he deflected that, and he punched me straight in my teeth. I was knocked out on the spot. The authorities were called, the hospital's called. Anyway, I got to the hospital, I woke back up. And to much of my surprise, I had two of my two front teeth missing. And they're completely gone. So every day since I Korn transitioned, I thought of it. I was in the hospital, my water bottle of Korn was on the table right next to my hospital bed. And I got a big idea in my head, and I took two pieces of Korn, two Korn kernels, and I put it right where my front teeth were. Nobody said a thing. Nobody noticed. And what's even better is that the doctors were completely, the nurse and doctors were completely supportive of my Korn transition, and they actually gave me a free complimentary cup of Korn. And it's really good. It cost me 25 cents, but it was worth it. Because the Korn from the hospitals and the Korn from all these official centers has to be from a special Korn grower. It has to come from a special cob. Because it tasted like sweet but plasticky. And most people don't like the plastic taste of Korn. And in some cheap Korns, it can taste very plasticky. But I really enjoyed the hospital Korn. I would rate it a 7 out of 10 on the Korn scale. But yeah, that's the second reason why Korn is such a good thing, is because you can put it in your teeth, nobody will notice. Third reason why Korn is the superior food form is that it dissolves well in water. Alright, so hear me out on when I say this. It doesn't dissolve, but if you just crush up the Korn, like, I have a water bottle, like an actual water bottle, not a water bottle full of Korn, has water in it, right? I can't consume this unless I put some Korn in it. So I put around 30 or so kernels, right? So it fills up, like, at least an inch of the bottom of the bottle, right? And then I get a stick, like a spoon, or like a end of a spoon thing, and I crush up all the Korn. Yes, all the Korn guts, if you may so call it, rise up to the top, and like the whole thing is tinted yellow, but it still tastes like water, but just with Korn at the end. And I just chew on the Korn at the end, any leftover Korn. So that's the third and final reason on why everyone should Korn transition and eat only Korn for their whole lives. So yeah, that is my third and final reason I gave you in this first introduction episode of the Kornography Cast. I gave you three reasons why stupid people hate Korn, and I gave you three reasons on why you should commit to the Korn transition and eat only Korn every day for your life. Now, what's in stock for future episodes of the Kornography Cast? I will be talking about my daily life, and I'll be talking about Korn, and I'll research it, and I'll tell you the history of Korn, and it'll be so good. Because I love Korn, and so should you. And every episode will be jam-packed. I'm going to have, like, I'd say 15 minutes per episode. And, yes. So, that was a Kornography podcast, the Kornography Cast. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode, where I'll explain. It's basically a vlog, an audio vlog, on why my life has been the way it is under the Korn tradition. So, thank you all for watching it. I'm about to go eat some popcorn, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.